Hey brothers, it's the mighty mighty Psyche Soap, and we're in here. And I was just waking up. Got woke up by the roofers, I mean, the ones that are working on the roof, and I'm like, what the fuck? But I got up in time. I woke up in time, and I'm like, well, I might as well just get started with my morning ritual. And as I'm in this morning ritual, I get a video that pops up on my feed. And I'm like, what the speed levitch is going on here, man? So this guy's video had popped up stating most young men are worthless. And I thought I'd go ahead and ruminate on this as a topic and everything. And it's to continue a little bit of the thinking from the last rumination. I mean, it's like, damn, you know, as you know, that in-between generation, that Gen X generation, you see fuck-ups from the youngest of among you, and you see fuck-ups from the oldest among you, and you would find yourself asking, do I have to be the hero? So I looked at this, and I'm like, oh, shit, I do gotta be the hero, don't I? Right? Now, negative thinking, it's everywhere. It has a healthy dose of, it has an unhealthy dose, excuse me, an unhealthy dose of reality within it. And if you're nihilistic and all of this, you're not going to know how much it affects everyone else, especially you, yourself. And how your thinking shapes your reality. I don't mean to go all woo and law of attraction and Napoleon Hill on you, but how you think does shape your world. And along with your actions, of course. Now, if your first inclination is to see the world like this guy I'm about to show you, you're going to live in something dark. It's going to be chaos for you. You're seeing monsters, bud. But let me go ahead and play this video. It's titled, Most Young Men Are Worthless. And hey, come on, man. I don't think so. Their marketplace value is probably what you're referring to, but that's irrelevant. Let's get into the video and let's see what's going on here. All right, yeah, there we go. Let's get it.
See, I titled this video as Most Young Men Are Worthless, and this is a video that might be controversial, but I just want to tell you guys a story of what happened today for me. So I finished work today and my company was like, okay, let's go to the bar and we're going to go have some drinks. So I went there with one of my coworkers and we all showed up to the bar, started drinking some beers, and we were just having some good times, right? And my coworker friend, he was like, hey, I know you don't really have that much confidence in girls. I know you've been asking about these things lately. Why don't you go hit up some girls in this bar here? And I'm like, eh, I'm not really trying to get laid tonight. Cause the fact of the matter is, at 22 years old, I'm still a virgin, right? So I would want to get girls to get that experience. And at 22 years old, it's a little late, I feel like, but it's what I'm trying to do, right? Cause as a young guy, I'm horny as fuck. So he was like, okay, you should try to get laid tonight. And I was like, okay, I don't really want to right now because I want to go home and I got other shit to do. I'm not really trying to focus on girls right now. But he was trying to insist on this, right? He was like, go talk to this lady. And he pointed out this one chick. And I was talking to him in the car earlier that in terms of my preferences for what type of woman I like, I'm kind of racist in this regard where I don't really like any other race except Asian chick.
All right, let me interrupt this part here, man. Now, Ryan, if you are listening to this, and this guy's name is Ryan Park, right? If you are listening to this, the preference thing, it is discriminating on its face. However, it is your preference, you know, despite what these, you know, gynocrats, despite what these, you know, woke mob cats and even some of what these red pill dudes say is irrelevant. That's not what's important. You know, your preference is your preference. You're attracted to what you're attracted to. Okay. Now, if you're attracted to skinny and not fat, then that's on you, boo. That's your preference. Yes, it's discriminating, but it's not racist because this is what you're attracted to. It's not like you're trying to, go all Asian Jim Crow and start, putting females in concentration camps and stupid shit like that, but, your preference is your preference. And another thing to say, too, is that, yeah, you are young and it's never too late to play the field, so to speak. But I'm going to go ahead and play some more. Let's see what's going on.
Like Eastern type, Korean, Japanese, Chinese. I like only these type of women primarily. I don't really fuck with white woman, black woman, Spanish woman, Middle Eastern, whatever the fuck. I'm kind of racist like.
It's pronounced women if you're curious. I don't get it though. How do, Asian cats be talking like, the plural of women is woman. Like as if, I don't give a fuck. But let's keep it going.
This and I only like Asian women, and this is my preference, right? But I was basically telling him this, and he spotted this one Asian chick, and he's like, yo, she's a cutie, you should go talk to her, right? And I was like, nah, I'm not really interested. And I looked at her, and in my own preferences, I think she was like a 4. And this is something going on with American Asian ladies, where I think American Asian ladies, I don't know what the fuck it is about them, but they're just not as attractive as Asian women at actual Asia.
I know. I totally know and I totally get it. They've been Americanized and brainwashed with feminism. And so, when you do look at an Asian female, an Asian American woman, they have a bit of that, they have that tendency to want to go the radical feminist route. And this is most seen on the seaboards. From Seattle to San Diego, and on the other side, from New York to Jacksonville. So don't worry about that. I do know where you're coming from on this. So let's keep it going.
Like most of them have some weird fucked up face deformation, or they're kind of chubby, and I just don't really like it. I don't know what the fuck it is. I think it might be the American health system where it makes people fat. Like, for example, in this coworker group, there is this one Russian chick. She came from Russia. And for American standards, she's an absolute beauty queen. In my perspective, I think she's definitely more attractive than the average person. But again, not really my type because she's not Asian. So she's just chilling there. And when I look at her, she's obviously gained a little bit of body fat ever since going into America. Because American food is so fucking bad for you that you just gain body fat just from eating regular ass American food. It's fucked up, right? And people from Europe, they don't know this shit. They didn't have to get a whole ass health degree so they can live a healthy life in America. They just think they can eat whatever the fuck they can, just like how they do in Europe. But that's not the case here. You eat whatever the fuck you want in America, you're gonna get fat as fuck. That's how the system happens, right? So this chick is getting a little fat, and even though she is a little chubby, she's still beautiful as fuck for American standards. But understand that if she was back in Russia, people would be like, yo, what the fuck? She's a little chubbier now. There's all these other Russian chicks that are way better, right? So this is essentially what's going on in America, and I don't really find these chicks that attractive. Maybe this guy, for example, the person who thinks the girl's an absolute cutie, he's been in America for pretty much his whole life, and he thinks that the people in America, I guess he's just used to it. But I just don't find women in America that attractive. I haven't really found any. I was wondering if I was fucking gay, but I was like, wait, no, I like women a lot, but it's just that I can't really find any attractive woman here. And of course, I told to him that I just have high standards, and this is not really my preference.
Now, that's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with it at all. Your standards are yours. You have the right to have them, despite what the mainstream media and many of these woke-tards are saying. Hell, even some of these so-called red-pilled right-wingers and shit say. No, your preference is your preference. Don't worry about it, bruh. You're not wrong for having it. Keep having it. Let's go.
And he was like, what the fuck, man? So we talked some more after that. After the beer drinking, after the bar, it was a fun time. I'll talk to my coworkers. We learned a lot about each other. I had a conversation with him in the car drive back to the place so I can go drive back home. And we were talking about the whole situation of me going to the girl, and I didn't really want to because she just wasn't my type, right? So he was like, dude, what the fuck? Your standards are so high. Or, like, what the fuck are you doing? And I was telling him that I just have high standards, and I just don't think the girls here are that attractive. And he's like, dude, you got to realize that you got to accept some things, and life is fucking hard, right? And this person, for example, I'm not trying to...
Now, the guy is sort of right, and what he's right about is for all the wrong reasons. You know, let's keep it going.
Shit on him. I respect him a lot. I like him a lot. He's a really nice dude. But if I were to give my own objective evaluation about this person, and if you're watching this, then you know what the fuck I'm talking about. I never told this to you, or if you're watching this, but I never told it to him in his face because I feel like it's so disrespectful to say it. And maybe I should, because we're just fellow guys and we're trying to uplift each other, right? But I look at his situation, and he's mid-20s, and in college years, he used to be a fucking G. He was ripped as fuck, and he was getting all the ladies, and he was doing all this shit. And then now, around mid-20s, he's married, and he's working a job, but he's also gone significantly fatter and is not as lean anymore. And he used to obviously revel in his old days. Like, he's showing people around him, trying to flex to other people that he's doing one-handed push-ups, and he's also ripped as fuck and used to have 8 abs and all this shit. Like, he's obviously trying to talk about the old glory days, but he's not like that anymore. So there's a bit of a discrepancy between his current self and his past self.
Yeah, it sounds like the guy has had a little experience. This motherfucker's still in his 20s, and even he has a lot to learn. You know what I'm saying? Now, a fella like me, I'm twice your age, all right? I mean, in a strange and wild way, I wish I was your friend, because I would have steered you on a different path, but keep it going. Keep it going.
And he has a bit of a defeatist mindset, and I was trying to tell him that, dude, I have high standards for these, and he lashed back of, dude, why the fuck are you even having these high standards? If I saw you with that chick, then you would just be an absolute, like, I'll be applauding you. Because he was trying to make a fair judgment of me that I am not really, like, that attractive for the average man, right? And I understand that. And he was saying this because I'm not, like, attractive at all, like Justin Bieber, Justin Timberlake level to get girls. And this is basically something on the side that I'm thinking about. And my response to this was like, okay, I understand that, because me right now, I'm still pretty fat. For American standards, I'm not that fat, but for my standards, I'm super fucking fat. And the thing about my situation is that not a lot of people know about this about me, like new people I talk to. This person I only know for a few months now. They don't know that I used to be so fucking fat, and I recently just told all these people that I lost 130 pounds, and I've been going through so much pain and suffering just so I can stop being a fat motherfucker. And the thing about my own journey with weight loss is that it's something I've been working on seriously only for the last 4 fucking years. For the most of my years on earth, I've been fucking up my whole life and polluting my body and fucking shit up. So of course it's gonna take some time for me to reverse all the damage it's taken on my body. 4 years is not enough. Maybe it's gonna take, I don't know, another 5 years before all the bullshit in my life is contaminated outwards, because I've been spending so much fucking time in my life fucking shit up. Maybe this is a copium, but I'm doing everything I can so I can look good as fuck so I can get some woman.
Whoa. And my fellow subscribers, you already knew this. You already keyed in on this. But for the sake of this video, let me go ahead and say it. This is where this guy's problem is. His problem is definitely in, you know, within his own mind, his inner mind, you know. First off, he's off base for improving himself for the sake of female validation. And I'm not one to tell y'all what to do, but if advice is on in order, let's go ahead and do this. No, you don't do this for her. You do this for your health. You do this for yourself so that you can increase self-worth within you. Not, you know, look for validation to increase your self-worth. All right? And if you are, I mean, the only validation you should be getting is, you know, thumbs up and attaboys and good job from your friend. Like they say from your homeboy. Say, you know, if he's praising you on that, that's cool too. That's cool to do it. But most importantly, this is with the validation is within you. This is what self-actualization means, gentlemen. And this fella is not getting it, of course. I mean, he's zooming in on the fuckery with these women. And if you keep on doing that, the world's not going to be a good place for you. You know? And yes, it's going to take time to grind it out in the gym. But it also takes patience, too. Patience with yourself in this journey. You know? And of course, yeah, there's a destination. And that's, in his case, to be thinner. So that he's more attractive and has a high sexual marketplace value, but not important at all. One should be working out to improve their self-worth, not only their outward physical appearance and stature, but within the mind as well. And most of these problems or issues that this fella has is starting right there in the center of his inner mind. You know, it's okay to have a standard or two for some sort of woman that he's looking to attract. I get that. Though, if you're going to at least look for female validation, of course, I mean, maybe being a passport bro works in your particular situation. You know, I'm not proselytizing or asking you to go your own way like I have. I have done it for my own reasons, and that is to get out of that game, to get away from that pining of female validation, getting a hold of those principles, getting a hold of those values, having a moral compass about myself is the way to go, so that it improves your overall character, therefore letting you know that, hey, you know, I've been self-actualized. I like who I am, love who I am. I'm comfortable with my own company, and I'm a little more thin. I'm, you know, feeling healthy, replenished. You know, I don't have to reach for a donut every 5 seconds and shit like that. You don't have to, what you're doing all of this self-improvement and shit for is done for all the wrong reasons, and that needs to be cleared out. So, I mean, have the freedom from the low standard, the substandard women you're seeing. Have a freedom from that and keep grinding out, you know, and have the discipline to reach the freedom to do whatever the fuck you want. Now, and then the end game of it all is to, you know, the end of our destination on this earth, you, me, and 7 billion other people, is to be on your deathbed without hurtful regrets. You don't want that, you know. All right, keep it going.
And I made this judgment backwards that I've been meticulously trying to work hard on myself, and I understand that I'm not there yet, right? But he's trying to criticize my idealisms, that my expectations are too high. I'm trying to be a G, and I'm trying to make so much money, and I'm trying to be so attractive and all these things. And he's like, dude, don't even try, bro. It's unrealistic. The probabilities are less than 1%. And I'm like, what the fuck, man? And I understand a lot of people have this mindset that they'll never be able to achieve anything that the top Gs in the world can, right? They just look at them and they're like, what the fuck, bro? I can never be like that. But this is when you lose, man. This is when you don't have the belief that you can become that type of person. I was trying to convey this to him, and I was like,
and this, yeah, he's not correct in that. But he is correct that this is struggling to be at the top of the sexual marketplace value food chain, or however you put it. Bro, you shouldn't, you know, do all of this so that you can be a G badass, you know, with all this riz, as the kids say, and all of that. Your goals are off, okay? And what he didn't tell you is that your overall goals, that's not the right way to do it. One must be mindful of oneself and improve oneself for themselves. Let's keep going.
Bro, this is giving up. You're just saying that you're not going to be like this person. You're not going to do the work to get there. Because I strongly believe that if you believe that you're going to be a top person, the 1%, then you're going to eventually manifest that and try to do as much as you can to get to the actual realization. Because there's that pain that's going on where you had a discrepancy of your ideal image, but then you look at yourself now and you're like, shit, I got work to do. So you got go work, and then eventually over time you're gonna get closer and closer to your goals. And that's my genuine strategy right now. And it takes a lot of fucking time, right? Because I started from the absolute bottom of the fucking barrel. I was out here looking like Snorlax. I had no fucking confidence, and I am just realizing my own masculinity quite recently. It's only something that's been happening for the last 1 or 2 years, when it's something I've been manifesting for the last 10 years. But most life I've been super fucking feminine, and I had no fucking confidence with talking to people, not even with girls. And it's only recently that I've been trying to take steps. So obviously it's going to take a lot of fucking time, right? So I was trying to convey this to him, and I was like, yeah, of course, why the fuck do you think I have all these confidence issues and I can't really talk to people like that crazily yet? Like, obviously I'm working on it super fucking hard, and it's super painful for me to go through these things and to talk to people and to push past my anxieties and just try to become more confident. It takes a lot of effort for me. I know for some people it just comes naturally to them because they were never in a life or a state where they grew up super fucking fat, had such low confidence, and like they were just able to get all the girls. For example, that was him. And just recently is when his life started to fall off. I don't know what the fuck it is. Maybe some bullshit happened in his life, and now his life just, it just went to absolute shit mode. But this is essentially what's going on with him. And I'm not trying to get super emotional about this. I feel like I am talking about this a little bit, but I'm trying to give you guys this in a controlled manner and from just tell you guys what happened in my perspective about this. Obviously, I like him a lot still. And after that conversation, we had a very good time and respected a bit more each other and found things we agree upon, but realized there's some things we disagree upon. But this made me realize that from my own perspective, I'm trying to be such a G. I'm trying to make a shit ton of money, trying to get fitness as fuck, and I'm trying to do all the things so I can become a better person. But then it hit me that, wait, I'm trying to do this, but I also got to realize that at the age of 22, and with all the drawbacks that happened in my life, and the fact that I'm only recently taking my shit seriously and trying to become a better man, despite all of these things, I gotta realize where the fuck I am, you know? Because in the bottom levels of the hierarchy, I am there. And it's because of that that people don't view me in that light that I view myself. And I realized this, and I was like, shit, as a young man, I'm fucking worthless.
No, you're not. No, you're not. You are the prize. And this is not, and I'm not trying to say this in a top G Andrew Tate-ish, fresh and fittish type of way, because these fucks blew up and messed up the whole game, messed up my space, you know, to where, you know, it's tough for us to reach men like you. Now, young man, if I don't know if you're listening to this or watching this or not, but it's all on you, bro. It's all on you. Not about you, but it's all on you to take ownership of your life. Take ownership for those emotions. Take ownership for that negative thinking and change it up and get this shit together. And not to be some top G, some badass dude that every bitch wanna, you know, smash. Nah, bro. That's not what this shit is about, man. Now, you may say you keeping it real, or you may think that you're being rational, discriminating, or intelligent, but you're stuck in a warped worldview. That type of shit will get you black-pilled. That negative thinking, it's bad for you. But then again, I'm not here to get you on some touchy-feely, Mr. Feel-good shit. There's trade-offs to this. Not solutions, but trade-offs to this. You know? I mean, here's what I challenge you to do. Watch a video again, Ryan. You know? About a year from now. And see what you think about yourself. You know? Now, as you witness how pessimistic it can be, you'll be amazed how much pessimism was in your mind. You'll be, you know, pretty much surprised at what you said. I can't believe I thought that shit. Some of you guys know what it is. Content creators know what that is. You know, you reach into your archive and then you listen to one video or watch a video of yourself and it was like, what was I thinking? Or, damn, I was a genius for that. Shit like that. But watch a video. Number one, watch that shit a year from now as you grind out, as you march forward for self actualization. You know, self-improvement is the process. You know, next thing, yo, be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself. You've already did the harsh, the mental punishment on yourself. Now do the positive of it. Don't punish yourself for being a man. Don't punish yourself for having standards, because those are your preferences. And despite what these, you know, woo and wokey and even some of you wannabe chads be saying, that's not, you know, it's not the goal, you know. And yes, do look at your video. Notice how silly you sound, you know, because it can be silly to see it this way. And then here's another thing to do. Give that experience, that improvement. Once you've gotten close to your goals, make yourself a video. You know, that is kind of like the bizarro twin of the one you did here. You know, most young men are not worthless. Matter of fact, I'd like to say all, unless there's no hope of redemption for you because you've committed, you know, acts of a subhuman nature, like a crime against humanity, some shit like that. I mean, use this, man. Expose that thinking, you know. I mean, maybe what I'm saying is not attractive to a person like you. But bro, one thing I know you should probably do. No, matter of fact, I know you should do it. You must do it. Get out of that negative thinking. Break free from the validation that you're seeking. You should seek that validation for you, you know. Now, your guys may compliment you and attaboy you because now you got this new body and stuff, but you got to work on the stuff, the shit that's within, all right? And like my man E-Man 67 say, you know, be the best version of yourself for yourself and not for female validation. All right, now I think that'll do it right there. Let's get on up out of here. Thanks for watching, fellas.